The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Oakland opening statements begin today in a federal case brought by California and other states alleging Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta's social media algorithms were designed to keep young users hooked at the expense of their mental health. KCBS's Danny DiCrescenzo has more.
This trial is seismic and the world is watching, says Professor Julia Bowles, director of UCLA's Institute for Technology, Law, and Policy.
It's really the state attorneys general having learned the lesson of 15 years of impunity from the tech industry.
Meta denies the AGs have any proof of harm, but the company has already lost a similar case in New Mexico. Defeat in this case, however, in their home state could be catastrophic, says defense litigator Michael Coffey with the law firm Coffey Modica.
What's really important here, if the states do prevail, Meta could have a lot of damages against it, and they could also have nationwide changes mandated, how they verify age, data practices, engagement features.
Damages to the tune of $1.4 trillion. Danny DiCrescenzo, KCBS.
Golden State Valkyries fans have more than just a second straight trip to the playoffs to cheer about. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Chase Center in San Francisco. The Bay Area has been selected to host the 2027 WNBA All-Star Game.
Valhalla had a different look 12 hours after the Valkyries punched their ticket to the playoffs. League, team, and city officials taking the stage to make the big announcement. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says San Francisco is a natural choice.
This has been the model and the playbook now on execution, and not just on the court, because everybody's obviously talking about second place and another playoff berth, but the off-the-court stuff, too.
Like other recent big sporting events, All-Star festivities will also tap Moscone Center and cross the Bay Bridge into Oakland. Valkyries President Jess Smith.
I want every single person in the Bay Area to remember 10 years from now. Do you remember that 2027 All-Star game?
One of the many excited fans, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, who says the Valkyries have tapped into something special.
From the start, magical. It was a need that needed to be fulfilled.
It comes on the heels of the announcement of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game returning to Oracle Park in 2028. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie.
It's great for our small businesses, our restaurants, our bars, our arts and cultural institutions.
At Chase Center in San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Six people, including four juveniles, were arrested after police say a stolen SUV rammed a patrol car and led officers on a pursuit Saturday in Santa Cruz. Police say the driver injured an officer before the SUV was later stopped on Highway 17 after officers deployed spike strips. The two adults arrested, 26-year-old Fernando Penaloza and 18-year-old Alicia Ruiz, face charges including a hit-and-run, reckless evading, DUI causing injury, and vehicle theft. The injured officer was hospitalized with moderate injuries. And a man who worked as a seasonal chef at Yosemite National Park has been indicted on two felony sexual abuse counts by a federal grand jury. The alleged victim is a 19-year-old co-worker of the accused. According to her testimony, 36-year-old Danavon Kane took her clothes off and got on top of her without her consent and then refused to stop until she pushed him with all her force. She also said he injured her neck. Kane has been deemed by the court to be a flight risk and will be detained pending trial. He was working at Yosemite on a seasonal H-2B visa. If convicted, he could face up to life in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. And the Monterey County Sheriff's Office downgraded three evacuation orders for areas north of the timber fire to evacuation warnings this afternoon. The timber fire remained at 21% containment Tuesday, with around 5,000 acres burned in the rugged Central Coast area around Big Sur. CAL FIRE officials reported that there was, quote, minimal fire activity in the evening and overnight hours, and crews were able to hold all containment lines in place. State Highway 1 still closed for about a 10-mile stretch in the area. Fire crews are working on mop-up operations and on securing lines along the southern portion of the fire near Partington Ridge. That's according to CAL FIRE. Well, hiking, it's certainly not just for young people. KCBS's Matt Bigler caught up with a mature group of hikers that's been exploring the East Bay's natural scenery for decades.
They're officially called the Over the Hills Gang, but this group of 55 and older hikers has a more adventurous name for themselves.
Explorers! Yay!
Mei Yamamoto says they don't shy away from more challenging hikes.
The next hike is San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge over to Sausalito. We hike that hike. 7 miles.
Today they're going on a more leisurely stroll around the Marina Bay Park in Richmond. Anthony Fisher with East Bay Park says they do take the hiker's age into account when choosing a trail.
We look for flatter hikes, but we do some more challenging stuff, some hills.
They are the Over the Hills gang, after all.
It's good exercise. Most of us have health problems because we're over the hill, and we love it.
The hikes are every other Tuesday. For more information, go to eastbayparks.org. In Richmond, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
It's no secret that housing is getting more and more exclusive in California, but one factor often overlooked is the decreasing size of individual households. We took a closer look at this trend in our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
California predicts a quarter of its population will soon be over 60 years old, and older folks are staying in the same homes after kids move out.
You know, why would someone move to a smaller house that's going to end up being more expensive?
That's real estate industry analyst Chris Thornburg. He said ideally, as people age, they'd move into a smaller unit, but
they are more expensive because you're going to have to get another mortgage at a higher interest rate.
It's sort of a chicken and egg situation. As families spread out, it limits available housing units, but there's also not enough affordable small units. For Thornburg, it all points back to the same solution: build, build, build.
We need millions of units. We need rezoning. We need reduction in permit fees. We particularly need high-density housing, which means changes in regulatory status of various sorts of multifamily buildings.
In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Well, there's a special election going on today in the East Bay. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us live to report, it's a runoff to fill the rest of former Representative Eric Swalwell's term. Megan?
Yeah, Rebecca. State Senator Aisha Wahab came away with a larger percentage of the vote in the primary than her opponent, Melissa Hernandez, who's a member of the BART board.
Yes, she won 43%. Melissa Hernandez was a distant second at 17%. Total those up, and you come to 60%. So even of those voters, 40% went for somebody else. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the primary turnout was low.
So it is hard to say what will happen today, says Professor Emeritus at San Jose State and KCBS political analyst Larry Gersten, who adds,
it's going to be a Democrat either way. And the differences between the two are not significant. And so, again, this is one of those races where it's more based on personality and grievances than it is on great differences between the candidates.
And this is only for the rest of Swalwell's term. We're going to have deja vu in November when we see this pair match up again, and that would be for the full seat that they would have for themselves. The polls open still a few more hours. They close at 8. Reporting live in Hayward, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Thanks, Megan. It feels like this saga pretty much never ends. Well, meanwhile, visitors to San Jose's airport will have a chance to try out a unique type of aircraft tomorrow through Friday. It's pretty cool. KCBS's Albert James tells us about the simulator open for reservations just in time for National Aviation Week.
Santa Cruz-based Joby Aviation is using the simulator outside Terminal B to show off their main product, an all-electric VTOL. Chief Product Officer Eric Allison.
This aircraft takes off vertically like a helicopter, but it transitions and flies like an airplane. Then it has 6 propellers. Those propellers can pivot from pointing up like a helicopter to pointing forward like an airplane.
The firm is aiming to launch an air taxi service with the aircraft capable of taking off and landing outside of airports. Allison says the company is working through the regulatory process and aiming to have passenger flights by the end of the year. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan welcoming the opportunity coming with the hybrid aircraft.
This kind of technology, this innovation happening right here in our backyard, creating the jobs of the future and maybe helping to solve one of the Bay Area's biggest challenges, which is congestion, is pretty exciting.
Albert James, KCBS.
State health officials are reporting triple the usual number of West Nile cases in people across the state. The heat may have a lot to do with mosquito breeding. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, luckily, one Bay Area hotspot is seeing a really mild summer.
Because heat supports mosquito growth, Contra Costa keeps an eye on Central and East counties. But this year, 4 of the 8 dead infected birds were found in El Cerrito, where it's cooler near the bay. While West Nile may be slower this year, scientists are watching for non-native mosquitoes. Nola Woods is vector control spokesperson.
Zika, dengue fever, yellow fever, chikungunya. Those are the mosquitoes that are not native to California but have been spreading around California. And we just last week actually found some in Brentwood.
West Nile can cause headache, fever, nausea, and rash. So far this month, three people in the state have died. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.